Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Last year, a manufacturer of components asked me whether he should shut down his production lines on the mainland. I didn't answer directly. Instead, I asked him about his gross margins, where his key customers were, and whether he had been pressured to transfer his core technology. He went silent. I told him this wasn't a question of whether to pull out or not. The real question was whether inside that environment, order was increasing or decreasing. What I want to talk about is the concept of entropy. Schrödinger once said that life exists because living organisms are capable of taking in negative entropy. Any system without an external input of order will naturally drift toward disorder. A room left uncleaned becomes chaotic. A company that stops innovating will decline. Both are examples of entropy increase. Every decision a business makes is at its core, answering one question: is this creating order or is this generating disorder? So the advice I gave that manufacturer was not simply to exit China and not simply to stay. That kind of binary framing is too crude. My assessment was this: keep core technology in the most institutionally stable jurisdiction you can find. You can participate in the Chinese market, but don't take on excessive exposure. Run a dual-based production structure. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Stay close to the side where order is consolidating and move away from the end where disorder is accumulating. Not because of any political position, but because order itself is risk management. Disorder degrades us. Order allows us to endure. The capacity to choose wisely between the two is the most important judgment you can develop in this era.